Dr. Andreasen, what about the role of the environment in the creative process?
Environment does play a role. You see, there have been hotbeds of creativity throughout history. For example, the city of Florence during the Renaissance period was home to both Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo. Both men, in fact, came from families that didn't especially value creativity. Yet someone noticed a spark of talent in them, and both got the training and financial backing to produce extraordinary pieces of art.
Since the environment helps in the creative process, are there ways for people to build a better, more creative brain?
Well, I'd suggest that you spend 30 minutes a day on a creativity workout.
Oh, could you say a bit more about that?
Yes, you do three things. First, explore an unfamiliar area of knowledge. For example, people who use a lot of math on the job should sign up for a painting class.
The second
is spend time each day thinking. This means that you don't censor your thoughts, but allow your mind to go freely to a problem and see what kind of solutions or ideas come up.
Next thing?
That is, practice the art of paying attention. Look for and really observe a person, an object, or something in your daily commute that you hadn't noticed before. Try describing or drawing that object in a journal or sketchbook.
I hope your advice will help people to train their brain to be creative. Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Andreasen, for talking on the show.
Not at all.